A lot of the time, and of course, you're as a performer, that you're pretty much without peer.
Well, thank you.
Certainly, but it's a lot of concentration and plaudits for the performance and the show, which is extraordinary. And yet not enough, I always feel, about Alice Cooper as a band and what you actually did. And sometimes people think, well, yeah, it's the show, it's the big horror show. But I arrived at Alice Cooper just as hearing you as a rock and roll band. And I don't think you're given enough credit for what you did.
Well, that's, you know, I think that, again, comes down to Bob Ezrin being the producer and really sort of teaching us how to write. The first two albums were really good, psychedelic, crazy. In fact, Frank Zappa, when we played him the first songs on Pretty's For You, he kind of looked at us and went, I don't get it. And when you can get Frank Zappa to say, I don't get it, that was like an achievement right there, you know.
Yeah, because he wanted more of the so-called biting heads off chickens.
He just liked, you know, the insanity of it, the fact that he couldn't figure out what we were doing musically.
Yeah.
And he says, that's something to get me to say that.
Yeah.
But, you know, we had higher goals than that. We wanted to be in competition with, you know, Led Zeppelin and everybody.
And you were.
Well, that's the thing. When we got with Bob, Bob said, I can do that. And that's when, you know, he taught us how to write. You know, we even sat down and listened to Burt Bacharach.
Yeah.
Okay. And he would say, listen to the construction of this song. It's got an opening. It's got a verse. It's got a B section. It's got a chorus. Goes back to the B section. Goes to a bridge. And he says, let's write this insanity in that form.
Yeah.
And that's how we started getting schools out and songs like that.
And certainly, you know, starting with Love It to Death, they are concise, tight, real good rock and roll band songs.
That's it.
The thing is that you were a band.
The band was very tight.
Yeah,
I mean,
very
this was
good.
A very, very tight band. And, you know, it was hard to get people to listen to Alice because of the, you know, the theatrics took such a...
Yeah.
It was so shocking to people what we were doing. But you can't have that without the music. And I always used to explain, I say, here's the cake.
Yeah.
The music is the cake. And this is the icing. The theatrics
Absolutely.
Is the icing. Now, in our case, our icing's about that thick.
Yeah. But I remember hearing those albums, and I'd never seen the stage show. I eventually saw you in 1972, supported by Roxy Music, if
That's
you don't
right.
mind,
yeah.
At Wembley. But the albums, and I just want to underline that, work entirely as a piece. Even if they came in plain white sleeves, and you know, and you were some guy in a tweed jacket, those are...
That was it. We knew that we had to have the music first in order to compete. And, you know, and I tell young bands that all the time.
Yeah.
I said, look, you've got all the attitude, you got the look, you got everything's going, you look great and everything like that. Play me something. And then I hear it and I go, where's the song?
Yeah.
You have to have a song here that people can relate to.
Or just, you know, no, I don't want to get too into the minutiae of it, but a song like Halo of Flies, which is 9 minutes long or something like that. And playing that to a band, say, yeah, you can do that and knock the charts out, but we can also do this. And that is one of the most extraordinary, surreal, insane pieces of rock music that works entirely as
And it was in order, honestly, it was actually written to prove that we could do that. That was one of the things we wrote. We had so many reviews saying, well, they're great at 3 minute songs in graded format. I went, okay, we'll write the epic here, you know. And so we sat down, we wrote Halo of Flies, which was a spy novel.
Yeah,
it was basically Halo of Flies was like Thrush or Smirsh.
Yeah,
you know?
It's always whenever people talk about, you know, songs have to be 2 or 3 minutes, they know they don't. They can be like this and hold you from beginning to end.
That's it, man.
Packaging as well in those early days was pretty important because I know, all right, so a Killer came with a calendar,
yes,
and then his School's Out was the panties and this desk, the $1 billion.
Very collectible.
The big note and Muscle of Love was in a carton.
Right.
That must have cost you a fortune because
people forget
bands have to pay for all this packaging.
But, you know, at the time, it was when people were selling 2, 3, 4 million records.
Yeah.
And it was very affordable. That was the golden age when if you put an album out.